You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
We are talking with Melissa Gould today, and that was a really, really wonderful conversation. Melissa is a screenwriter, a speaker, an essayist, a neighbor, and and a widow, and has written a book called Widow-ish, which I think is just a great title. And you and Lauren talked a lot about the process of going, of understanding what being a widow is for you.
Yeah.
A beautiful story of you and Joel. I really felt like you guys loved each other. And the thing you said that I think stuck with me the most was that by continuing to talk about Joel, you can still love him that way.
Yeah.
Feel him that way.
Yeah, I think it's just important. I mean, one of the things Lauren and I discussed was just this idea of death and grief in our society and not getting discussed enough. And I feel like maybe that's part of the reason why I just continue to share and tell my story, because that really is so meaningful to me. And it does keep Joel's presence around, and that's so important to me.
That's beautiful, really. I mean, I think you're right. Like, I've lost my mom, my father, and, you know, friends, and we don't get together and talk about it, like, with people. We don't talk about what it's like, what the feelings are like, and there's no manual, I don't think.
Right.
And our Western society is really kind of, you know, dependent on organized religion to give us some idea of how we're supposed to cope with this, but it's such a human thing. You know,
exactly.
And I think your conversation and your book is that needed piece, you know?
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Have you found it true that people have come to you with this, like, I've never heard this before?
Oh, yeah. I mean, in the beginning, I heard from young widows all the time, and widowers all the time, because they would say things like, my friends don't know what to do with me. My parents, their only experiences with their peers who are in their 70s and 80s, like, nobody knows what it's like when you're young. So
right.
It's, you know, the fact that my story has resonated for so many people it's such a gift. Again, like, I never saw any of that coming, but it also makes me feel like I have done something to be of service that was really unintentional. I mean, I feel like I started writing my essays and ultimately my memoir because, as I discussed with Laura, it was the most healing thing I could have done for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't thinking of the outcome. I wasn't thinking, like, who was going to benefit from hearing this. That was, like, the furthest thing from my mind. So almost selfishly, I was writing because it was a place for me to put all of my grief. And then, like, the best part has been hearing from so many people for whom my story resonates. And I've heard, like, so many stories, like, really personal, intimate details of other people's lives, loves, and loss. And sometimes I can't get over it.
Mm.
You know, I can't believe what people are sharing with me, but they feel compelled to, you know, and I appreciate it. It's an honor to bear witness to other people's grief.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world. That ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
I was listening to you and Laura talk, and I was thinking about, you know, having the space to be sad, but yet to love someone and speak without being overwhelmed by sadness. Like, I think grief and sadness, like, grief is its own entity and sadness is this result of it. But I think we get enmeshed into it, and without practice and without a community, it's difficult to separate the two. So most of us just lock up, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it is interesting. And as, you know, Laura and I were saying, like, I really was telling the world I was a widow.
Right.
Because I was trying to make sense of it. Like, I could not believe that this was my life.
Right.
I really, like, I couldn't, it's like I needed the proof.
You know, and just for a little context on this, because I want you guys to go back and listen to this episode. It's really good. Is Joel was diagnosed with MS. How long did he have MS?
He probably, like, I'm so bad at doing the math and I should know this by now, but maybe 5 to 8 years before he died.
So, right. And so you guys were looking at MS being the reason he's going to die. And then he ends up getting West Nile.
Well, wait, here's the thing.
And passes in 3 weeks.
Yeah. But people don't really die of MS.
Right.
MS is a quality of life disease.
Yep.
As you know, but it was affecting our lives for sure. I mean, the results of having MS can really be devastating.
Right. I mean, my mother had MS, and my family prepped for her that end of life sort of, you know, challenge to live. And then she ended up getting cancer, and that would be the thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the thing that actually ultimately, you know, she decided
right.
that she didn't want to live with any longer. And,
I'm sorry for that. That's a lot.
But, she had her journey, and
right.
I got to be a part of it. And I did learn a lot about multiple sclerosis as far as watching someone live with it. And so anyway, Joel was taking you from you at a young age, and you were left looking in the mirror going, how did I become a widow?
Right.
And then society says, what is a widow? Like, I didn't even know that a widow was a marital status until my father passed, and my mom would fill out stuff, and she'd be like, single, married, divorced, widow. And I was like, widow?
It's strange,
yeah.
Right? But that's also one of those weird things. Like, I just started, like, a new doctor. My insurance changed. I had to get a new doctor. And I had to fill out all that stuff. And it's like, I check widow. I'm like, with the biggest X I can make on that. Like, I'm just like, that's right. I'm a widow. Like,
yeah.
This is the face of widowhood.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. I don't know what that is.
No, but it's cool because I think it seems to me that you've done a lot of, you know, sort of self-reflection to understand what that means for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that, like I said earlier, I think a lot of people don't, and they're scared of that idea. Like, what is it? Is it the idea of who I am, or is it who I am in this moment, right?
Yeah.
And, but it feels like you've really given people space to find out what it is for each.
I try, yeah. I mean, I know what it is for me, so.
Right. Check out the book Widowish. Check out the episode with Laura and Melissa. It's fantastic. And thank you again for coming all the way over.
I know, so far.
A couple blocks away.
Thank you so much. This is great.
We appreciate it. And another fantastic episode in the can.
I love our show.
I do too. And speaking of our show, we want to thank all of our Patreons for making it possible. And we'd like to welcome the new ones as well.
Welcome. And hun, explain how it is that our Patreons support our show and how folks can join our Patreon.
Sure. So we are an independent podcast, which means that there is no corporation behind us, which also means we have the freedom to bring you the stories that you want to hear.
Yes, which also means that we depend on you to keep producing these stories.
Right. And we really appreciate you. So basically, to join, you just go to our website.
There's a link in our show notes of this episode to make it easy.
Then you follow the simple instructions. Also, there is a level for everybody. And after you join, you get access to all of our exclusive bonus content and special opportunities like monthly storytelling, which is a video series. We also do Zoom hangs. Please come hang with us. Monthly memberships start at $5 per month, not per day, that's per month. And the Zoom hangs are my favorite part. So which of our patrons are we shouting out today?
So today we're shouting out two of our favorites.
Right on.
Kelly Nishimoto of Cute Booty Lounge.
Right, Cute Booty.
Cute Booty was a concept that was born in Kelly's garage in 2004. She was looking to make pants that embrace a woman's curves, and particularly the what, hun?
The booty.
The booty. Mm-hmm. But they were still polished enough to wear out and about. Her signature is her patented scrunch booty pockets. Cute Booty Lounge is made by women for women right here in the USA, actually right here in Los Angeles.
Right.
The company is incredible. It's female and minority owned. You just go to cutebooty.com in our show notes and order yours today. And what do people always say to me when I wear my leggings, hun?
Cute booty.
That's right.
Uh-huh. We also want to thank Kathleen Hahn.
Kathleen.
Yes, a fantastic friend of the show from the beginning. We love your support, and we are so appreciative of you.
Super grateful. Thank you, Kathleen.
Yeah, come join us on a Zoom hang.
Thank you so much for listening. The Only One in the Room is produced by the creative genius that is Scott Slaughter and edited by the uber-talented polymath Christina Barcy and her team at Avant House Productions. Hey, you're still listening? Good. Please subscribe right now while you're thinking about it, quick, before you forget. And be sure to like and leave us a review of the show. Want to connect with some other Only One listeners? Be sure to join our private Only One in the Room Facebook group, or check out Patreon on our website for exclusive content that you won't find anywhere else. And do you have an Only One in the Room story that you'd like to share? Please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.